Hello, and welcome to 9 Second News, Issue 98. Today is Friday, February 5th. Good morning, everyone. We hope you had a great week and are ready for the weekend. We certainly are. Well, we might as well try it, right? Researchers are finally starting to test the question that everyone's been asking since more than one vaccine got approved. What happens if we mix shots? Currently, scientists in London are testing that theory on volunteers by giving them the Pfizer shot first, and then the AstraZeneca shot second. If this idea ends up being validated in human trials, it could help tremendously by solving supply problems across the country. Pixel Perfect Health? As the health tech industry continues to explode, Google is attempting to expand their reach. They currently own Fitbit, by launching a new slate of features for their Pixel phone starting next month. By issuing a software update, Google will soon be able to measure both respiratory rate and heart rate by utilizing the camera and machine learning. In their press release, they stated that all features have been backed by clinical trials and should work for all skin tones, ages, and lighting conditions. Like a much less fun thriller video, Amazon must think it's still Halloween because they're transitioning workers around the country to mega cycle shifts, which have affectionately been named graveyard shifts by employees who despise the change. These shifts run from 1:20 a.m. to 11:50 a.m. for 4 days out of the week and will replace the four different shifts previously available. The workers at the most recent plant to change are currently protesting the cruel change. Amazon has made no public comments other than to state that it will now allow users to order up until 12 a.m. for next day delivery. Nothing can stop a Ford F-150 except lack of supplies. In Ford's earnings call today, they announced that it would be cutting F-150 production due to a shortage in available semiconductors. Its Detroit factory will only run one 8-hour shift next week, while the Kansas City plant will only run two. This stoppage will heavily impact Ford's financials as the F-150 is Ford's top-selling vehicle and has one of the largest profit margins as well. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow bright and early, the 90 Second News team.